with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The war in the Middle East spiraled further today as Israel and the U.S. continued to pound Iran. President Trump said the campaign would likely take several weeks. Tehran and its allies hit back against Israel, neighboring Gulf states, and targets critical to the world's energy supply. Foreign correspondent John Gambrill.
Already we have seen attacks on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which about a fifth of all oil traded passes. And the Omanis today said that another ship came under attack off their coast by a drone boat which carried explosives. That boat exploded, sparking a fire on board that vessel and killed one of the sailors who was an Indian on board.
The intensity of the attacks, the killing of Iran's supreme leader, and the lack of any apparent exit plan indicate the conflict could perhaps not end anytime soon. President Trump is paying tribute to the first American casualties in the war.
As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
In a White House video statement, the president offered his prayers and condolences.
We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen.
He also warned that, sadly, there will likely be more U.S. casualties before the end of combat operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Several international airlines are resuming a small number of flights from the United Arab Emirates as war-driven airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. Today, Emirates, Etihad, Fly Dubai said that they would operate select departures at arrivals after having suspended flights altogether over the weekend. Dubai officials are telling passengers to go to the airport only if contacted. Foreign governments are urging their citizens to shelter in place. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group has a request for the Trump administration.
Alliance Defending Freedom has sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services pointing out that federal dollars are going to about 50 medical training programs that may force students to participate in abortions. ADF says, quote, no family medicine residency can tell applicants or employees that any aspect of abortion is a necessary part of the program. President Trump has vowed to end taxpayer funding of abortion across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims around the world are being invited to make investments with a company called Musafa. Executives describe the firm as a fintech platform dedicated to a Sharia-compliant investment research in Islamic finance education. Musafa has just launched its global halal investment platform. It will provide Muslim investors across 200 countries with expanded access to U.S. capital markets. This is SRN News. Times are tough for many young people these days in China, so much so that Rich Thomason reports many are retiring early, very early.
As China's property market craters and youth unemployment rises, burned-out young professionals are fleeing megacities for ultra-cheap housing in remote towns. At the semi-abandoned Life in Venice multi-billion-dollar development, rents are as low as $168 a month. Former Shanghai finance worker Sasha Chen moved there to retire at age 28 by living off her savings. All across China, many are trading career ambition for lower costs and slower living. Rich Thomason reporting.
Gain, the go-to detergent known for spreading joy through long-lasting scents, is turning up the fragrances, freshness, and cleansing power with the introduction of Gain Plus so consumers can sniff the difference. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.